spend the time tonight with us. You probably wanted to hear what we have to say, so a little change of venue. All right, I'm going to call this meeting to order. I see we have everyone in attendance. I'm not sure where Councilman Bonner went off to, but she is here. All right, meeting agenda. Are there any additions to this work session agenda or removal item? All right. Seeing that there's none. Okay, we have a second for approval of the agenda. Any discussion on that?
I'd like to make one comment or two. We did change the agenda for a work session. That includes the Pledge of Allegiance and prayer at a work session. We're not including those.
Just a comment on that. I don't remember doing that.
All right. Any other discussion on this? Seeing that there's none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we'll move on with the meeting agenda. Public comment. Brian, you have any cards? While we're collecting the cards, if I would remind everybody, please turn off your cell phones, pager. You can leave your pacemakers on if And public comment, just another friendly reminder. Public comments are 3 minutes each. Please try to abide by that time frame as well. Public comments are set not as a discussion between council and yourself, but just merely public comments from the public. So please keep that in mind as well. Mr. DeVita.
Mayor and Council, I just want to thank you for the opportunity for us to be here tonight. Also want to thank you for all the time that we put in considering the format of the structure of the Convention and Visitors Bureau. It has been our intent to make sure that you had all the information that you needed to make sure that this is something that we're going to do that benefits the stakeholders in the industry. So then again, I just want to call and come here and say thank you for all the time you spent with Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you, Mr. DeVita. Steve Bartman?
Hello, Mayor and Council. I'm here to just talk about the sanitation issue, which is probably going to stretch out for a good long time before you all come to some final decision. But the boss in my household had only one thing that she was worried about when the city of Dunwoody came up for incorporation, and that's, would you screw up the great deal we have with the cab trash pickup? And therefore, I've been told I have to be here and to please represent her opinion. It's my opinion, too, in that having lived here for 13 years, you have house guests, friends, family come, you go visit other folks. I've never run into anybody who's got a better deal than us currently. Never had anybody at my house say, hey, we do it better at our location or locale. That's what I'd like you to think about as you go through the process. And the convenience aspect is one of those things that you just can't get around. There may be more effective ways to pick up our trash, but the current situation, you can pretty much put out anything neatly stacked, and they'll take it. And they'll take it 4 times a week, right? And it's a great deal. And if it becomes less convenient, then all of us, all of the households and citizens in Dunwoody will think about that inconvenience at least 4 times a week. The 3 times we didn't get a pickup, and the 1 time we had to deal with maybe some large container that we could only fill that one thing. So I'd really look at that, look at the options you have seriously in coming up, and appreciate it if you're able to keep something just like we have, just as convenient. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mr. Barton. Seeing that was the last public comment card we have, I'm going to move on to Mayor and Council comments. Does anybody have anything they wish to say at this point? Excellent. We will move on to city business. Boykin update.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This will be the last update that I have on the contract the city had with Boykin International. June 2009 expenditure, which is the final expenditure, $15,676. Excuse me, cumulative cost of $543,104. The contract was officially closed on the 15th of June. And with your packets, there was a memorandum prepared by Boykin that talked through some of the final phases. Please, I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Warren. Any questions for Warren?
Nate, Warren, this is everything you need to pay for, and that is the final amount. Is that correct?
Gotcha. All right, any other questions for Vinny? All right, thank you. June financial report.